Call him a monkey, call him dumb. He was thirsty land for animals of both thumbs. See him flopping on down the street. He got a pussy foot thumbs down on all of his feet. The little girl sing, yeah, yeah, yeah. The little boy, beat on me. The little boy, yeah, yeah, yeah. The little boy, beat on me. With deep thumbs giving a girl and another so strong. She get the banana and all night long. Just give me the girl little lover so strong. Into the dip-a-dee-da with old King Kong. The little girl sang, yeah, yeah, yeah. The little boy, he don't mess. The little boy, yeah, yeah, yeah. The little boy, he don't mess. Well, I see him swinging off to the trees. I said he know Tarzan personally. Get tough and thinks he's a little freaking, but he doesn't know what's gotten into Jane. A long time ago, in a time called the 80s, in a far-off land, sometimes referred to as New Jersey, there lived a young man, a boy, a mannish boy, as it were, named Chris Barron. Coincidence? I think not. That was me. I was 19 years old. I had a girlfriend. I was in New Jersey, but at least I had a girlfriend. She was 23. Now, the funny thing about men, actually, there's a lot of funny things about men, about 19 million of them, but one of them is that whether a guy's 19 or 90, he's got a 23-year-old girlfriend. People think that's cool for some reason. Now, I might have been cool. It was the 80s and I was in New Jersey, so you do the math. There I was, I had this girlfriend. She did something that a lot of 23-year-old girlfriends do, something I don't quite understand. She went to Europe for the summer. Understand that, but I do have a theory about it. Would you like to hear my theory? Would you like to hear me prognosticate on the subject? Can you actually prognosticate in public in New York State? I'm gonna prognosticate for you. My theory is as follows. I think it has something to do with 28-year-old Italian boys. Thinking about that very much. There I was alone, feeling kind of crappy about it. In New Jersey, I had a really crummy job. To make matters worse, I was working at a landscaping company. Anybody here ever had an entry-level job at a landscaping company? And you know you're basically digging holes for a living. Every morning I get up so early, ride my bicycle across town. That's right, no car. Riding a bike all summer. get into a truck with a bunch of big ugly dudes and a couple of little ugly dudes. Ride out to a place called Deal, New Jersey. Anybody know Deal, New Jersey? Right, Deal. Deal, New Jersey is where like guys like Bruce Springsteen have their great big beach mansions. Get out of the truck, stand around. There'd be a great big pile of gravel. I'd basically be doing nothing. One thing I really wasn't doing was getting a shovel. There are plenty of shovels around. I wasn't getting one. Until my foreman, the foreman's name was Steve. Actually, maybe it was Dave or Mike. Some big dude named Steve, Dave, Mike came over to me. God damn it, Ben! What do we pay you $3.75 an hour for? Get a goddamn shovel. I go get a shovel. Fill a wheelbarrow up with gravel. Take the gravel to a hole in the ground. Dump the gravel in the hole in the ground. Go back to the pile of gravel. Fill the wheelbarrow up with the gravel. Take it back to the hole in the ground. Hole in the ground! Hole in the ground! Meanwhile, I'm starving all the time. I'm 19 years old. I'm eating like 5 sandwiches for lunch. You know how you put a piece of fruit in your lunch? Fruit? A banana or a pear or something like that? You don't eat the fucking pear. I was eating the pear, man. Wishing I had another one. One morning, I'm sitting at my best friend Ben Lewis's kitchen table. He was like, Chris, that's my name. So I was like, what? He's like, you know what? I was like, apparently not. He said, man, you're getting pretty buff. I said, yeah? He said, yeah, man, it must be all those wheelbarrows full of gravel and that piece of fruit that you're eating in your lunch. He said, you know, your girlfriend's gonna be psyched when she gets back from Europe. Remember the girlfriend in Europe? Remember that? She's gonna be psyched, my friend Ben said. You know what she's gonna say when she gets back from Europe? Sees how buff you are? I was like, man, all I can think about is what she's gonna say when she gets back from Europe. Sees how buff I am. He said, she's gonna say, Ben, he says to me, he goes, she's gonna say, yeah, gorilla boy, get on me. Chris Barron. I'm going to be over there at the WDST booth. Thank you, WDST. Thanks for all the years of playing my songs. Thank you to you guys. You guys want to hear another one? I got another one. This one goes out to all of you. Especially to the ladies. I always wanted to say that. I'll probably never say it again because it sounds really dumb.